Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Hi, this is Leslie.
Leslie, are you the driver?
I am.
And is your husband the passenger?
Always.
Okay, why? What is the deal?
I just don't like the way he drives.
Yeah.
I don't.
But the bigger question for me is, when you're out with people or when you're at an event or whatever, do people kind of judge like, huh, why is she driving?
I don't ever notice that.
No?
No, every time we go out, I'm always the driver. It's just because he's an old man driver. And I'm not an aggressive driver. I just don't like the way he drives.
Mm. Yeah. I think you're in our camp. I think you are like me and Sue. It's
I don't
we
like
say
how Tom drives.
We're not, and we're not aggressive. We're, I guess I would say time efficient. Is that a nicer way to say?
We're aggressive.
We drive a little bit quicker and faster to get where we're going, but we also,
absolutely.
I don't know if it's just us, but we tend to know where we're going a little bit better
absolutely.
Than they do sometimes. Yeah. So I don't know.
There has been times where I have let him drive, or if I'm just not feeling it or whatever, and I do also feel like I'm a backstreet driver. I'm like, pick up the speed a little bit more, or he's hugging the sidewalk or something, you know, and it drives me crazy. And that will be our arguments a lot too. And he's like, you want me to pull over so you can drive? And
I'm
like,
yes. That's the exact same fight we have every single time he drives. He's like, fine, I'm just going to stop the car and you can drive, because you can't stop critiquing me. I'm like, I know.
Leslie, do you grab the keys right away? Like as you're walking out the house, it's just assumed. It's not a decision you make.
Or sometimes he'll grab the keys for me, go outside and start the car, and he'll be sitting in the passenger
seat
already
waiting
for me.
Yeah. My husband, too. I'll go out in the garage, and he's already in the passenger seat,
so
sitting,
funny.
Waiting for me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. He just knows. That's good stuff.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the call. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Hi, Morning Magic. Where do you sit? Driver? Passenger? How does it work?
My mother always drove when my father was in the car.
Really?
Always. I mean, he drove all the time. He had two jobs, and he'd do the food shopping and, you know, by himself. But when they drove together, she always drove.
And was there a reason for that? Like, what was the dynamic?
I think it was because he was tired and he wanted to take a nap on the way home or whatever, you know?
Smart. That's not bad. But he didn't mind? He didn't mind her driving? He was fine with it?
He wanted her to drive.
Yeah.
But even that generation,
like
your parents are, I mean, your parents are from an, obviously, I would assume, an older generation. That's also very unheard of, to have the woman drive in the couple like that.
And sometimes I drive, not all the time. I'm not married, but if I'm with a friend, a male friend, sometimes he drives, sometimes I drive.
Yeah. All right. So see, you're not alone there, Sutab.
I know.
Got a lot of girl power going on behind the driver's
people
seat.
People still think it's weird I drive. I'm like, so what?
It's just you drive all the time. There is no ever chance for Tom.
No.
It's always you.
Right.
So thank you for the call. We appreciate you. And thank you for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you guys.